DJ Devi Momo. DJ Devi Momo.
Stand for MM Devi.
Well, hello, Jimmy. How are you doing this fine, beautiful, sunny morning?
I'm slow here. Completed a little job that somebody might help do, and over here in Grant. I heard you talking yesterday about some piece of furniture or something you sold to Mr. Tony. I used to work with him at the fire department back in 1980.
You used to work with who?
That Tony Offerman that you sold a piece of furniture to the other day.
Oh, yeah. But she said she knew Tony, and I have a cousin named Tony. I thought that's who she was talking about, but she was talking about the Tony that went to high school. Did you know him from high school as well?
No, I may have been at the fire department back in my early years.
Where was he working at that time?
Wayne Hampton Fire Department.
Okay, I didn't know he was a fireman. I never knew that.
He also lifted weights and did arm wrestling back in those days. I was sitting on the countertop, and he wanted a cup, place to get some coffee. And he picks me up. Of course, I weighed 120 pounds back then. He picked me up, slid me over, got his coffee cup, and then put me back off the countertop.
He must have bulked up after high school then, because I never knew him to be like that, or that strong.
He was fluffed up pretty good. We have a hard time finding shirts that would fit him.
So you guys worked at the same, or, you know, was that volunteer or regular fire department work?
It was volunteer. Worked with him for a few years as volunteer, and then about 9 months as paid personnel until I went into heating and air.
Do you keep in touch with him now?
I kind of lost track of him. Every once in a while, years ago, I brought across him, but his ex-wife lived in the same neighborhood as I used to.
What was her maiden name?
I don't remember at this time.
When Eastside started a Facebook page and everybody started joining, there was a couple of years there where they were joining fast and furious. So there's a bunch of them that I remember. If I think about it, I remember them. Like, there's one guy named Elvis. He's a black guy that was in one of my classes. And I met him out at WCRC, and he said, "Do you remember going to high school together?" And I couldn't think of it. But then when I went home and looked him up in the manual, and there he was. And, yeah, I think he was in one of my math classes or one of my science classes. So I don't remember everybody, but some people can remember everybody that was in those classes. But sometimes I have to go back and look them up and try and figure out who they were. And Tony's one of those that I had to go back and look up and figure out who that was.
Yeah, poor old Tony, he was... he owned a fitness place for a little while, and I think that's when he started fluffing up, beginning the arm wrestling stuff. He met somebody that wanted to challenge him, so he built muscles up. He looked like Popeye.
So him and Stuart Rogers, did you know Stuart Rogers, who moved down to Belize, and somebody whacked him in Belize? He's no longer with us.
I never met him.
Well, he was in the same, that bunch of classes. The classes from when Steve graduated to when Steve's younger brother and some of my cousins graduated. There's a bunch of them mixed in together. That was in the late 70s. All of that happened in the mid to late 70s.
Graduated early 70s, 52.
So you were ahead of Steve, too?
Afraid Steve sat behind me in first period class.
So you and Steve and Phil were all in the same class?
That's why we have that little once-a-month party. Over at the barbecue place, see how many of these old fogies we can find and pull out a hat if they're still living.
I was in that class between Steve and his brother, Scott. And his brother Scott was friends with one of my cousins, Billy, or no, Scott, my older cousin, Scott Muxlow. And Scott knew that I was flying and knew that Scott was flying, but that Steve flew also, and he got us together for me to go buy an airplane from him when I was in high school, a SIG cadet, way, way back then, a red SIG cadet.
KB4 CBA. About half what Dave says, and because he hung around Phil and Steve and me, and we were all a bad influence on him.
What high school did you go to, David? Same year as Jimmy and Steve and Phil?
Jimmy was either a year ahead or behind us, I can't remember. But yeah, Steve and Phil.
52.
And so was Bucky Youngblood, the guy that went up to the Hess gas station with me after a work at Rose's, and we took over your shift, David.
Name. I think he lived somewhere near Spartanburg. He used to drive in and work there.
Lived out in Stratton Place. You know where that is?
So, this guy was, I guess what we would call a redneck, I think he was drawing some kind of disability or unemployment or something and still working. And I just remember them telling me, you know, part of your paycheck's going to pay his check that he gets. And that kind of ticked me off. That was my first taste of government dipping into my income.
New to the workforce. Let me check and see if I got it. Into the workforce back then. Yeah, it upset me when I looked in there and I saw that FICA. Who's FICA? What are they getting out of? Why are they getting so much of my paycheck? Go ahead, Jimmy.
They can retire and pay all the retirees at the time.
Yeah, well, in about a month, that's going to turn around and go the other direction. That flow is going to stop and turn around and go the other way.
RCA.
Well, they tried to steal like $280 million at 2 o'clock in the morning and when they were in session, and Trey Gowdy called them, and I think they wound up having to put it back.
Go ahead, K2RCL.
I was going to chime in here real quick and say, man, I worked 6 days straight, and I started to feel like I was getting old, and I get on here and listen to y'all, and I feel like spring chicken. I graduated in 92.
Spring chicken.
20 years later. You got 20 years to go to catch up.
I'll slow down. I'll do my best.
Live a little longer.
The era that I grew up in, I really enjoyed the late 50s and early 60s, well, all of the 60s, and most of the 70s for that matter. I guess the 80s was my least favorite decade.
80s.
Because the cars, the American-made cars, they just all they were just ugly as sin. They had a lot of problems, and they weren't competitive with the overseas market. You know, Toyota and Datsun, and later became Nissan. They were just tearing them up in sales, and the American designers just couldn't get with it. You know, they were stuck back in the T model age, and anyway, and I don't know. I didn't like the music in the 80s either. It just, I don't know. It went a different direction. There were a few good artists like Springsteen, a few of those, but 80s music didn't do much for me.
Jump out of here. Hope I got it. Just about where I'm going. Y'all take care, and I'm gonna keep on spending y'all's money. Appreciate it, guys. 73s from me and 4 MMW.
Catch you later, Jimmy. Good talking to you this morning. Stay cool. W4DJW.
B4CBA.
K2RCL. And Jimmy, again, I appreciate all your help the other day.
You're right about the auto manufacturers in the U.S. in the 80s. That's when I divorced them, and I haven't gone back to them yet. That's when my uncle, he worked for GM, and he told me. They were leaving me on the side of the road dead many, many times, and he told me they designed their parts to wear out in 60,000 miles. And when that jived with me being left stranded on the side of the road, I divorced all American-made manufacturers and went to imports and have never looked back. Never regretted that move at all. And I was really big on General Motors.
You know, I liked the muscle car era, but then, you know, and then the 70s, of course, the government got involved. And, you know, anything they stick their nose in, they screw up. So they, you know, they started cutting back on the horsepower because it was the only way the engines could meet emission standards set by the government. And it was the same engine, same cubic inches, but what they had to do to it just killed the power. I mean, you might have a 350 engine making like 130 horsepower. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you know, it was just it just wasn't a good time. It wasn't a good time for American car makers. I watched a good bit of that on the History Channel. It's very interesting. I watched, you know, from the beginning when they started making cars, and I learned a lot about that. I didn't realize Henry Ford was so such a ruthless and a tough businessman. He was a tough employer, and but he got the job done. But anyway.
Kid, you can have it in any color you wanted as long as it's black. I think that was Henry Ford. Anyway, I'm at the airfield, and this is a very popular place today. They're packed. So I got to get out and start unloading. Good talking to you. You too. Is it Randall or Randy? I can't remember. Well, remind me your first name. Anyway, good talking to you. I'm bugging out. W4DJW at the airfield.
Been running them off. I'm sorry if I did. Well, have fun up there. I just finished playing tennis. Boy, it is hot. I tell you, man. Try to find you a chunk of shade somewhere up there. And I hope you do good up there flying. 73s. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA Mobile.